It's from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, beginning at verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Look, it's on the screen. Let's read it together, please. This is 1 Chronicles. We don't very often read this book. Let's read it together from verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Do have a seat. Go on, guys. You'll be stuck up there all the time otherwise.
Do you want me to pray for you, Ben?
Let's do it.
Father God, we just thank you for Ben. Thank you for what you've laid on his heart while he's been laid up this week. We just pray your blessing on your word to us this morning and pray your Holy Spirit will come and minister to each and every one of us, that we will learn more about what it is to worship you and ascribe greatness to our God the King. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let me just move this from Umpa Lumpa height to... Sorry? Yeah, that's a bit better. I'm kind of a couple of tones down this morning, folks. So I've had a chest infection all week, and I'm just about coming out the back of it. I'm completely deaf at the moment. My head is so blocked, I can't hear a thing. So if you're going to do encouraging mmms, they've got to be really loud, okay? So you've kind of got to go, mmm, and really get into it. But, you know, it's great to gather today. It's always a privilege to come together and worship the living God. That's right, isn't it? Okay, good. So just as I start, I just thought it might be helpful to clarify something, and I kind of wanted to lay this out for you. So I know that I can beat the drum a bit strongly for some sometimes. And I know that when I'm playing the Anglican drum, some of you find that rhythm a little harder to find your groove, if you kind of feel me now. So I want to say this. We are the gloriously unglorious, beautifully messy, imperfect but being perfected Church of Jesus Christ. Okay? Before anything else, before any institutions, before any other powers or authorities, before all of that, we belong to Jesus and we are all for Jesus. The Anglican bit, whatever that means, whatever it looks like, it actually comes after that. It's a body that this church structure participates in. We are a part of it. But our bedrock is that Jesus leads and we will follow. Why? Because we want to know the Father. And how can we know the Father? By following the Son. Holy Trinity Church, all for Jesus. Quite like the sound of that. So I hope that offers some comfort and some clarity as to where I take my lead from and what or who ultimately guides our purpose. Just in case you missed that, it's Jesus, okay? Fabulous. So our sermon series for November moves us forward again, and it now calls us to lift up our hands in praise. Since my arrival in June, I've been urging us to firstly ask, what's in our hands? What is it that God has given us to use for his glory? And then to recognize that we are held in God's hands, and that everything we have comes from him. Everything we have comes from the giver of good things. Then we were challenged to open our hands, to open our hearts, to open our minds and our eyes and our ears, or even our eyes and our ears, and to give freely from all that we have freely received. And so can I say a huge thank you to all of you that do give sacrificially to the life of this church community. Thank you. On a financial front, if you took a parish giving scheme pack with the intention of doing something with it, especially if this is a new step for you, can I encourage you to get on with it? Can I lovingly urge you to get on with it and bless this church and invest of yourself in all that this church is being called in to do for God's glory? It's clear here that the new vicar regularly forgets to take a collection plate. So planned giving is the way to go. So now as we approach Christmas, and yes, I did just say that, it's coming ready or not, we are being called once again to raise our hands in praise and worship. It's a wonderful time of year. We are praising the incoming Jesus. He's already here with us, but every year we come to this place and say, actually, the Christ child is coming and it's going to change everything. It's already changed everything. And we've been called to raise our hands and to sing to the Lord all the earth and proclaim his salvation day after day. I am completely up for this. Are you with me? Right, let's get stuck in. So if we had some church Bibles, you can turn to page 420. And if you're sat near one of the windowsills, it's kind of where the Bibles always end up, then folks, if you'd like a Bible, stick your hand in the air, get your red hot, freshly spoken word of God, and these guys will bring it to you if you've got your hand in the air. We love to open the Bible together. It's important that we open the Bible together so that you get to see I'm not making this stuff up. So page 420, you may find it starts the very last bit of page 419. Not quite enough yet. So this is a wonderfully instructional psalm of praise. We're not in the Psalms, but it is a psalm. It's David writing. And so this morning, I simply want us to use this as the backbone of our worship. We're going to use this psalm as the guide for how our worship is going to be. It's why our sung praise is going to follow the word this morning. We're going to have an extended time of sung worship together that will lead into our communion. Now, you'll be delighted to know that I'm not going to speak for very long unless I get far too carried away, because this psalm of praise demands a corporate response for us. It demands a response from us together as God's people, but more of that in just a moment. So let's dive straight in to verse 23, and it just says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim his salvation day after day." I love that we are called to sing. The church gets beat up over this every now and again, especially the evangelical charismatic church. It gets beat up that we sing too much. But the world's changed slightly, and we probably sing more of our theology than we read. I want to encourage you to counter that, so read just as much theology as you sing. But we sing huge amounts of what we believe. So we're called to sing to the Lord. And if we look backwards in that passage to verse 9, we actually read, "Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of his wonderful acts." And that's then obviously underlined here in verse 23, and we're urged to sing to the Lord. But verse 9 opens it up for us just a little bit more, because there seem to be two steps here. There's something about this kind of mix of our lives, the subconscious song of praise that we sing just by living a life of thankful praise before Jesus. And then there's this other thing. There's this conscious, this worth giving, this worship, the actual, purposeful, engaged, making a decision, choosing to give our worship and praise to God. And you know what? Sometimes it's going to be sacrificial. Sometimes it's going to be costly. Regularly, you're not going to feel like you want to do it. But we are called to sing to the Lord. What a joy. You know, heaven knows there are enough other things on any given day that will try and draw our worship. Again, more of that in a moment. And David underlines this directive to sing with the words, "All the earth." I love that. So when I wake up with the dawn chorus in the morning, all of the earth is singing praise to God. When I sit on the beach and hear and watch the waves roar, all of the earth is singing to God. When we walk through farm fields through the spring and we hear the lambs cry out bleating, all of the earth is singing praise to God. And when I hear the wind blow and the trees tremble and speak, all of the earth is singing praise to God. And as Jesus himself says, speaking of his disciples, he says, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, even the rocks would cry out." All creation sings constant praise to God. All creation proclaims his salvation day after day after day. And if they will, then so shall I. If they will, then so shall we. But here's the thing. It is God's salvation that we are to proclaim, not our own. We are the masters of our own reinvention. Many of us would love to lay claim to our own salvation, but it wouldn't be true, because it's only God who saves. It's only God who sent his Son. It's only Jesus who went to the cross, and by so doing, death was defeated and freedom was restored, so that those who know the Father will know the Son, who know the Son will know the Father, and that their lives would be changed for good, for God, forever. It is for freedom that we've been set free. And that is something worth proclaiming from the highest of heights to the depths of the sea. Will you join with me in proclaiming that news to the world? Fabulous. So verse 24 picks up on the call and it says, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples." Declare his glory? Okay, well, speak. Speak of God. Tell of what he's done. Share testimony and witness to others of the power of God at work within us. And I know that Linda's sitting here having no idea when I'm going to ask her to do this. But Linda, would you come and share something with us? Linda spoke to me a couple of weeks ago, and she shared something about how God's working in her life and in her family's life, and it seemed utterly fitting today that here we have these words, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples." Preach it, sister.
Well, 3 years ago, my brother died in the September, and I thought nothing more, nothing worse could happen. And then in the November, my twin sister, my identical twin sister, had a massive stroke. Doctors did not think she would survive. But with God's help, with his strength through her, she has overcome so many obstacles. Big obstacles that needed breaking down gradually, slowly. But she is so much better now, so improved. She has a voice. She has an opinion. She can get about. She can make me a cup of tea.
Yeehaw.
Within those 3 years of this recovery, she has overcome sepsis, a burst appendix, the death of her wonderful husband, who was her carer. And before he died, 3 years, 3 days before he died, he committed his life to Christ. And a few weeks ago, my sister did exactly the same.
Yeehaw. That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
But I would also like to thank you all for your support and praise and for the prayers you have given us through all these years. And I'd also like to stress the power of prayer. It releases the power of our Lord and his peace. It also can change situations. It can also change you and how you feel and how you act. Also, it gives you hope and it can heal. And I recommend you start with it first thing in the morning and last thing at night, because it really makes a good day. Thank you for listening.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Linda. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. Now, just in case anyone's sitting there thinking, you wouldn't believe this thing that happened to me this week that God has done. There's a couple of minutes here. Anybody want to share something? This is about God. This is about giving glory to God. This is about honoring what God's doing in our lives. If you've got something, you've got to stick your hand up now. You'll know if it's you or not. There's a hand. Hi, Jill. Come on this way. Just like that. You've got 2 minutes. Lovely. One. I love that. Come over here.
Opened the Word of God this morning on my lap in my Bible, which I'd remember to bring. Here's a circle in pencil from way back when, and it's verse 34. We haven't got there yet, so it might still be in
next
your preach.
Next week, that's okay.
Oh, that's right.
You can
then
give Tim some heads up. He'll be delighted.
The verse is, which God's just reminded me of, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. And that sums up a lot of things that God's done. And he's brilliant.
There we go. Thank you, Jill. Bless you. Thanks, Jill. You know, and come on then. Come on then. I know what this is about. Come on then. Hello. Two of you have come up. Hang on a moment. We had a bit of a world first at Alpha yesterday. Anyway, carry on.
2 years ago, Susan brought me to church, and forgive me if I go squeaky. Yesterday, I gave my life to Christ. And I also asked Susan if she'd marry me.
She said yes. There we go. Bless you guys. Bless you. Thank you. So we had a proposal and acceptance at Alpha. You know, folks, if you want stuff to happen, you can book the Hedges Farm in advance, and, you know, it's a place of great holiness. God is good. God is at work. He is constantly at work. And whilst he might call us to declare his glory, whilst that call might start here, it doesn't then stop on our doorstep. We're not called just to talk to people who look like us, sound like us, and behave like us. We're called to go into all the world and make disciples of all peoples. But to do that, something has to change within us. And I know I've said this before, but the idols of me, my, and mine have to be sacrificed to you, your, and yours. Because in this new place, we discover and are able to declare fully, as much to ourselves as we're called to do it to all nations and peoples, that great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all the little g gods. And to discover just how great the Lord, the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of David, the God of us, to discover just how great he is, we have to lay down the idol of self and receive new identity and freedom in Jesus. And this last part of verse 26 and 27, it exposes all the idols as pretenders to the thrones of our hearts. So stay with me here, but I'm going to ask you to delve into your pockets, your jackets, your handbags, your man bags, you metrosexual fashionistas, come on. And I want you to pull out something and hold it before you. So anything you've got in your pocket, okay, we're just going to take a fly on this. So it might be your car keys, your house keys, your wallet, your credit card, your phone or multimedia device. It might be your lipstick, your makeup, or something to help you wake up, or simply just something nice. So go dig in. Let's see what you've got. How many people have got phones that have come straight out of their pockets? I'm with you, folks. Okay, what else? Who's got car keys? We've got any car... Thank you, car keys. Did you know that there was a time in American football where the posh kids from the posh colleges would sit there on one side of the pitch with the poor kids from the poor colleges on the other, and they'd shake their BMW keys at them as a sign of kind of, we're better than you. Ugh. There we go, folks. Well, right, whatever you've got out, this is kind of what verses 26 and 27 is saying. Because to all these things, the Lord says, the great Lord, who is mighty and most worthy to be praised, says, did any of that make the heavens? No. But I did. Are any of those things full of genuine splendor and majesty? No. But I am. Do any of these things bring lasting strength and joy to dwell among you? No. But I do. Do you hear what I'm saying? You see, these things in and of themselves are not wrong. To have a home is a joyful and strengthening thing. But to set that home as an idol before God is to build a house of cards. The joy and gift of communication in our pocket is a modern day wonder. Hang on just a second. What do you mean it's going wrong in the youth work? Darling, look, just keep going. Keep praying. It's going to be fine. I know I'm in the middle of the sermon. I'll talk to you in a minute. Okay, bye. It's a modern day wonder. But to set prestige or desire in any particular I this or galaxy that and make an idol of it before God, well, the line starts to drop out. And before we know it, we're going, hang on, God, I can't quite hear you. As a simple rule, anything that attempts to compete with the Father on his throne is in the wrong place. Idols set themselves up as contenders to the throne, and every one of them is nothing more than a pretender to the throne. When we receive God as the rightful king on the throne of our hearts, we discover a fullness of joy, a depth of desire, a dwelling place of strength and permanence from which we can declare, great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. So if you are desperately longing to dwell in strength and joy today, then do so in the strength and joy of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we're going to do that practically together now. Because verses 28 and 29 call us into corporate action. Excuse me, just a moment. So three times we are called to ascribe to the Lord. So it says, ascribe to the Lord, or you families of the nations. Well, that's us then, okay? Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Well, let's do that then. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Are you up for this? Are you? Righty-ho. So ascribe literally means to write. The Latin is ascribere, and at as is to, scribere is write, and it just means to write. And actually the use of ascribe here is to record. It's to write down. It's to take note. And actually it's got even more of a push on it than that. It's got a contractual, covenantal drive to it. So it's what we're going to do. Because I have had dreams about our church walls adorned with words of praise, ascribing greatness to God. So can we do that together? Sweet. So here's the plan. A whole stack of post-it notes are going to come out now in different shapes and sizes. Can I just say they are hideously expensive, so try to get it right first time. But, you know, I know there's no pressure. But a whole stack of post-it notes are going to come out now, and pens. And what I want us to do is, during our time of sung worship, we're going to have three songs now that lead us into communion. So we're going to respond through worship and come into communion. And I first of all want to invite you to pause, to listen, to wait on God, and then write. I want you to ascribe words of praise onto these post-it notes and then stick them up all over the walls of our church. We're going to cover the walls of our church in these. Now, you might have a favorite verse that jumps straight into your mind, and I want to encourage you, if that happens, to wait a while longer. I want to encourage you to see what else the Spirit brings listen for the new thing that the Spirit brings. As I've been writing this, in fact, right from day one, when I first knew that there was a sense we might come here, in fact, the first email I wrote to the office, within it I said, I have such a heart and a sense of that declaration of, behold, I am doing a new thing. So that's mine, written up there large. Behold, I am doing a new thing. That's the work of God constantly. But I believe there are going to be words of scripture, there are going to be pictures, and that God wants to start something fresh amongst us today. So can I ask you to pray in faith that a theme might emerge with which we can adorn and ascribe these walls with? Just to say that as I've been praying about this over the last few days, and I've had time to pray because I've been lying in bed, and that's great, but I'm convinced that God is going to call a louder voice from us. I am convinced that this building and family of faith will speak a better word through this place and through this town. And then through this act of ascribing praise to the Lord and then coming together to share in communion, we're going to meet that last part of the verse where it says, bring an offering and come before him. So I'm going to ask the musicians to come up and take their places, and they're going to lead us in sung worship. And as you feel able and led, let's ascribe greatness to God, both through song and through adorning these walls with praise. Now, you might need to ask a neighbor for help or to move in order to let you past. That's fine, but let's be sensitive and gentle to one another's needs. And just as we set about this, I'm going to read these verses of instruction. I'm going to need a Bible. Can I, Nick? Who's got a Bible that's open at the right place? Thank you. I'm going to read these verses again, fresh over us. Do you all know what you're doing? You've got to get up and move, folks. It's going to be a physical thing, and we're going to worship and sing through this as well. Two things at once. Men, you're going to find that hard. Women, you're going to be fine. So, sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He's to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nation are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Father, we set ourselves in you. And you know, if you're sat here today and you don't know if you do, that's okay. Bless you. But if you want to set yourself in Jesus, if you want to know the truth of that love in your life, all you have to do is say, I'm yours. All you have to do is say, I'm in. And you might just do that as you join in today. Maybe that's your way of saying, I'm in. The invitation comes from Jesus, not from me. So, Father, would you excite us now, bless us now, fill us with overflowing praise and worship, because we love you and we adore you, because you loved and adored us first. And would you cover our walls in words and verses and pictures of praise? And would you draw out a theme of truth for the life of our church and this town? Let's do this. Amen. Amen.